Welcome to the Everyday Game Changers podcast. You will hear from everyday people in business, music, community, and more who are changing the game. And now your host, marketing expert, and personal branding specialist, Varian McQueen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Everyday Game Changers podcast. I'm your host, Varian McQueen, and you know how we do each and every week, talking to game changers in business, community, music, and more. And today's guest, the only person that could get me to be down in Miami this early, he got my energy up. He came through and changed the vibe of the building. Hey. I got Mike Schill from the Full Circle Agency in the building. Let me get a round of applause.
Let's go, man. Hey, excited to be here, man. Hey, thanks so much for waking up early, man.
Bro.
I
be up early, but yeah. I don't be down here this early.
I know. Well, for those who don't know, obviously, Fort Lauderdale resident, for you to drive down all the way to Miami, that means a lot. And I'm excited to have this conversation with you, man. So
you got to give me, because people think that because I'm in this personal branding space that I don't watch other people's stuff.
Okay.
I'm a fan of people.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm a fan of the content that you put out, right?
I appreciate that, man.
It's so bad that it's like, oh, I was just about to make a video about that, but Mike already did it. Let me just share his video. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, it don't take nothing from me to big up people doing great stuff.
Right.
How do you get to this point that you at now?
Man. Hey, listen. Hey, that's funny, man. And I appreciate that. Right now, at the state that I'm in, I realize just one thing, right? Brand is anything and everything as it relates to the society that we live in today. Right. And eyeballs is currency. Mm. And from where I came from prior to opening up the Full Circle Agency, I saw what that does as far as your ability to capture mind and market share, your ability to transact with more potential consumers, and your ability to ultimately scale. So right now I'm at the point where, listen, I got some high goals and some massive ambitions, and I've got to do anything and everything it is that gets me in front of people. I don't even think sometimes when I'm pushing out my stuff.
Yeah.
I tell my guy, hey, just shoot and let's roll and let's just throw that thing up there because that's real life.
That's right.
And that's what people can connect to, is that real life thing. So that's where I'm currently at. I'm shooting my shots. Sometimes they go in.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't. But, bro, we playing the game.
I tell people. I'm like, yo, when you really get aligned with your personal brand is when it's so close to what your personal life really is.
Exactly.
And you ain't got to turn it on. Because I've been around some big branding guys. Just speaking on stages, and I see them backstage, and it's like, oh, this is WWE.
Night and day, right? Yo, it's crazy. But they're still there. They made it that. I know that if we go off our frequency, my God, take over.
What's young Mike? Did you see this guy?
Yeah.
Because I know you're an athlete.
Yeah.
So give me young Mike, your introduction.
I mean, as far as me, as far as...
What's young Mike doing? We know he's doing sports.
I mean, young Mike is doing sports. Young Mike is, man, chopping it up. Young Mike is getting that mouthpiece going. Young Mike is bro, just, bro, laying the groundwork and the framework for what's about to come, bro. Mm. Because that's the biggest thing. And anytime, and I look back on when I was a little bit younger, I just wish that I tapped into some of the things that actually mattered.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As opposed to all the smoke and mirrors as far as all the things that really don't.
Yeah.
So just laying the foundation, bro.
When you was a kid, what was the ambition? Firefighter?
No.
What did young Mike want to be?
Ambition was anything and everything sports and the medical space, the medical industry, primarily a doc. Yeah, 110%.
Really?
I love pilot. I love watching planes. I love pilots, all that stuff. But primarily that medical space, man. And that's why I went to college for biology and exercise science. Like, that was honestly going to be the trajectory, some way, shape, or form involved within the medical industry, in the medical space.
So 100%. With you being like, because I'm like, Mike's a fit guy. Like, I see I be seeing the reels of he on the track.
Hey, man.
I'm like, Mike is, he's not even promoting fitness, though.
No. That's just a part of my life, man. Like,
right.
A lot of people don't know this, but we were raised in an environment that was very, 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 very big on health.
Of course.
Okay. Well, my father actually is a perfusionist. So he runs a heart and lung machine during open heart surgery. And back in the day, this is before all these damn balls and HIPAA and all this regulation, he would literally send us pictures of clogged arteries of people who were like 30 and 40 years old who had bad diets. And he would be like, hey, if you want to eat McDonald's, this is what's going to happen to you. Or wow. you could be vegetarian. And we would be like, damn. Wow. Okay, I'm not going to eat that. So like the sweet thing, not really a big problem. I don't fiend for that.
Right.
Like all those fatty food, like that's not, I just need whole milk, mashed potatoes, some asparagus, and some steak. I'm Gucci.
Wow.
And that's it, bro. But that is from him. And thank God. Thank God, man.
This, as a branding guy, like as a personal branding guy, I tell people this guy that they see now online, I was a guy that used to hide behind a logo.
Oh, wow.
And when I came from behind a logo and start putting my face out there and getting on these things, I started seeing the most success. Like I was just attracting the right people.
Totally.
How has you being in front of the current changed your business?
It's everything. How can you be attracted to something that is stagnant?
Mm.
That's what a logo is.
Facts.
Like you just look at a photo. And then, okay, on to the next thing.
Facts.
Like, but if I see movement, if you see people talking, there's just so many other points of potential connection.
Yeah.
So with that being said, the Full Circle Agency, yes, we got that rocking and rolling, but there are so many additional opportunities that have came from me opening my mouth and me actually being the brand as opposed to the logo being the brand. Mm-hmm. Because I know when you're starting off, man, like, again, I was taught people can connect faster with the face and the voice than they can a logo, bro. Thanks. And that's just adding fuel to the fire, man. Like, bro, name the last 10 logos that you saw that meant nothing to you. They just go in your vision and out of it. But a person walks by, someone who's memorable, someone who's remarkable, someone who brings that energy, something, and you remember them. And 100%. If you see them the next day, you're like, oh, yeah, there goes that guy. There goes that girl. Like, you know.
I tell people, and they get on me all the time, the best advice I get is from homeless people.
Wow.
If you ever
that's
just
deep, bro.
Bro, if that, you ever just deep, you want to hear a story, yeah, ask a homeless person their story, bro, and it'll change. Because I'm just like, there's a guy in Fort Lauderdale, and I see this guy every. He never asked me for money. I know he's homeless.
Yeah.
And I just asked him one day. I'm like, yo, man, you know, what happened? Like, what got you here? Mm. He's like, bro, I lost my wife. I lost my house. I lost my job. And the only plan was for me to make it to Florida because it's the only place I don't have to worry about shelter.
Mm.
He was from D.C.
Wow.
He's like, I know I can get where it's warm all the time. I only have to worry about shelter when it rains, but I sleep on the beach every night. I can go in the ocean. I sleep under the stars. That's and he's like, and I don't have no pressure, no bills to think about. I just get up in the morning and he spins signs for one of the barbershops.
Yeah.
He's like, and that's just enough to get me food and what I need. And I'm just enjoying life. Wow. And it's, bro, it's just like, I'm looking at this guy like, oh my God, he got it figured out. Not that I want to.
Yeah. It's carefree. Talk
but
about
it was
carefree.
Just like, man, the story is so important.
Yeah, man.
That I was just like, oh, okay, this makes sense to me.
And you just said something that's massive. The story is most important. You remember that guy also because of his story.
His story.
There ain't no way you can tell a story without opening up your mouth.
Facts.
But that's a wild story,
bro. And I was just like, so I tell people, they like, so what you want to be homeless? And I'm like, no, it's just that, like, just think about it. Just changed my perspective for the day, right? Like, whatever I was going through, or what, you know, sometimes we don't be grateful for what we have, I and know, then it's like, man, look how happy this person is with the bare minimum.
I struggle with that too, but you know, it's like a 50-50 thing. It's like, okay, so I'm gonna. Of course, I'm thankful for what I have.
Right.
But anybody who is great always is wanting more.
Of course.
So, and you know, when you talk to the people, oh, you know, but you should be look the other way and look at what people have and what they don't have. I'm like, yeah, I understand that to a degree.
Yeah.
But it's also like, bro, if I don't got that fire, like LeBron ain't LeBron if he's looking at what Steve Kerr did.
Facts.
In the 90s. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just, hey.
Your calls on Instagram is so, they so real that I'm just like, man, why don't people just, because I get people that's like, hey, Barry, I wish I could just get in front of camera. And like, they just have this fear of judgment, whatever it is.
Right.
And I'm just like, if it's people out here that's just showing you, like, look at the results when you do it. Mm. How would you say turning the camera on you changed everything for you, though?
It may, people believe what they see, not what they hear. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, showing the, making calls is not fun, y'all. Like, making calls is annoying. Yeah. Making calls is sometimes it gets overwhelming. You hear stuff on the phone that people tell you, and you're like, damn, I'm questioning my life right now. Like, it's crazy. But turning on the camera when making calls justifies any sort of result that takes place, because you're seeing it from, like, the ground zero state. Mm. Like, none of those calls, that's not a rehearsed thing. That's not a fake thing. Like, that is just, let's call somebody. And I'm using the thing that you're supposed to use to communicate with people.
Yeah.
Everybody's so damn afraid of the phone. But what's the point of the phone then?
That's a fact.
What's the point of the phone? Like, yeah, I can scroll on Instagram, I guess. But, like, a phone is meant for a two-way conversation. So, you know, my game is, like, how many types of conversations, or how many levels of conversations, what's the number of conversations I can have every single day? It don't matter if it's face-to-face. It don't matter if it's via the phone. I know if I talk to 300 or 400 people,
yeah,
something's going to happen.
Something got to shake.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to happen.
I want to ask you, because I hated sales calls.
Yeah.
People don't know. I'm a licensed realtor. I barely use my license. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if I want to invest, or I got friends or family.
Yeah.
But when I got into real estate, that was the thing. You're going to make 100 calls today.
Yeah, man.
And I'm just like, that amount of calls and rejection made me so numb to excuses. But what I felt like it did for me is it turned me into, like, I almost felt like I was a psychologist.
100%, man.
Like, the psychology of the other person on the phone, that it became a game to me to figure out.
Yes, bro. you honestly got to the point where you're predicting. Like, you know, if someone says something, you know what to say to bring them back into the
100%.
But you got to do a lot of reps. Order to get. But it's the same thing in sports, bro. You think you walk out on the field and you're playing cover two and you're disguising into a man press. Yeah. Like, if you haven't played cover two 55,000 times in your life.
Yeah.
So it's literally the same exact thing.
Yeah. I go through this. I call it taking the getaway keys away.
Okay, okay.
So it's like,
talk to me.
I'm on a sales call. How can I take all the getaway keys away from them that the last thing that they can use is the price?
Okay.
If I get them to take little small wins throughout the conversation and get them a tie down, right? Say, hey, ain't this the product that you could only imagine for your company? And they say, yeah. Because now I got to hold them accountable at the end of the call.
100%.
Like, hey, remember you told me this is the only company you want to work for, right? Yeah. So I would just lock them into these tie downs.
That works.
And because the main thing that used to be was, I got to talk to my spouse. So I used to get the spouse on the phone with them.
Hey, listen, set the demo with the spouse.
Facts.
But that goes into, you know, what we were taught. You know, man,
You can let it out.
What I'll say is, you know, this sales game, the reason why I understand the sales game like I do is because of where I came from. Facts. And I worked alongside a gentleman by the name of Grant Cardone for 5 years.
Facts.
4 years and 11 months. Wow. You want to talk about training every single day, role playing every single day. But we had to make like 350 phone calls from Monday to Monday.
Wow.
Like, I was averaging like 38 to 42,000 outbound cold calls a year. Like, you do that over and over and over again, it's inevitable that you're going to get good. But this spouse thing, the hell with that. That's why we were taught. We were always taught, and what I still do for our business, and what we do for our business today is, hey, is there anybody other than yourself that would be responsible for making the decision? Yeah. Or, oh, no, it's just me. Okay, well, the last time you made a decision of this caliber, because what we're talking about is about a $35 to $4,500 per month commitment for the next 6 to 12 months. Yeah. The last time you made a decision like that, who else was involved? Oh, well, my wife and my CMO got it. When's a good time? 15 minutes. We can get all three of you on, because my intention is to take time out of the equation, get you all the facts, and do business, man.
Yeah.
Like, just take that away, and that's exactly what you said. But God damn, the spouse objection. Man, come on, man. Like, how, did you ask your spouse what draws to put on this morning, sir?
And that's the thing. Yeah, okay. Like,
so tell me if
let me know what the leverage is when you don't wear the pants.
What would
no
it
more.
Sound like if you were telling me the truth? Because it ain't because your spouse ain't here. Like, for real.
There's a... Grant gets a lot of flack, man, online, bro. But when I meet people that came from that school of Cardone, bro, it's a level of just... It's different.
Yeah, man.
He, you can't... Yeah. Like,
nah, hey, listen, bro. They are, you can fake a friend, but you can't fake a bank account. And
100%.
Hey, there's a reason why the elite are the elite.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what vertical, it doesn't matter what sector, it doesn't matter what it is they're doing. They could be in entertainment, fashion, sports, business. The elite are the elite because they got that thing.
100%.
That's all I'll say about that, but buddy's got that thing going.
When I got in this entrepreneurship space, there was a list of people that I was just like, yo, if I'm going to get in this entrepreneurship space, I got to play at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Grant was one of the top of the – it was Grant Cardone. It was Gary Vee, Ty Lopez, Dan Locke.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was, and I was just consuming all of these guys' content. But I didn't know which lane I was going to play in yet.
Right.
It was just like, I know Dan Locke was doing super high ticket sales. Grant's thing was just like, oh, man, I got a real estate license. He big on the real estate. Mm-hmm. It kind of aligned with me. So, bro, I was paying to go to 10X Growth Con at the Marlins Stadium. Yeah. I was paying. Damn. And it's like, people don't know. And I'm not scared to say it
because
it's the truth.
But why? You know what? There is no problem connecting with the people. Listen, even if you don't know what it is that you're going to do, they at least got something that you can take away.
100%.
You know, like
100%. I bought Cardone University after that.
Bro, I still train on. Bro, there's no way. There's no. Bro, we're talking about you. You said all these guys, the Gary V, the GC, all these individuals. They're all exceptional communicators.
100%.
So if anything. Just focus on that communication. Listen, that's the thing that I'm very, very, very like, very serious about is effective communication. I think the BET Awards are on tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch like the first 30 minutes. No, y'all, I don't just sit in front of the TV and watch the BET Awards, even though, hey, we do got a movie dropping and an entertainment. But what I'm saying is like, even the hosting and how your ability to hold the crowd and tell jokes
100%.
And be impact, but just watching that for 15 minutes, I love that
you
stuff
because
I'm like, bro, he's got it or she's got it or they fumbled the ball. Don't do that if that opportunity ever presents itself. I watch it for that. Like, that's what I watch it
and
for,
that, Angel will laugh because we just left the Digital Marketing World Forum.
Okay,
and this is like all the big companies.
Right.
Sending their representatives, Adobe, Duracell, battery, like
that's hot.
Big, next level, right?
Buying China.
There companies. Was a speaker by the name of Michelle Fino.
Okay,
and that was my exact conversation with her at the end of the workshop. It was like a 3-day thing, and I'm like, "Yo, you stood out because it's a skill set. Yeah. Regardless of what you were saying on stage, the information you was giving, your skill set to captivate an audience and engage an audience and be humorous and." It's next level. I really didn't even care what the presentation was because you just captured everybody's attention.
Yeah, man.
And I think that aspect is like everybody can't be a speaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
or if you are, you gotta work at it, man. Like
when I got off stage, the first person I seen off stage was Elena Cardone.
Oh wow.
She was getting like a Woman of the Year award or something. We were speaking at the Recession Proof at University of Miami.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Man, Grant should hear you." And I'm like, "What you mean?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, it's just like you just have a raw message, like when you talk." And I was backstage beforehand, and you would just see all these other speakers, bro. I mean, punching themselves in the face. Like getting hyped.
For real?
It's the weirdest, bro. Wow. These green rooms or these stages is the weird. I'm back there like, yo, where's the fruit? Like, where's the plates? And like, and they're some just
water.
Like, and my camera guy is looking at me. He's like, yo, Baron, what is going on back here? And I'm like, yo, this is what I be telling y'all about the people who have to turn it on. They're playing a character on stage. So they have to, and they're very polished, right? They done did so many reps that it's so perfect. They don't ever say, and it's just like, I stand out in that crowd because I'm going to and I don't write stuff down. I just go off the top.
I just go.
You know what I mean?
He gave it to me. Hey, I'm going to use it, man.
What? If somebody want to come work with the Full Circle Agency, what do you guys specialize in? Like,
we specialize in retention marketing for medium to large size product and service space brands. Okay. So increasing the lifetime value of a consumer. Break it down. You buy a shirt from Nike. Okay, you get a dry fit shirt. Okay, what's the next purchase that you make, and how do you make that? What is the email sequencing, the text message sequencing? Are you in the loyalty or rewards program? Like, that's what we do for medium to large size product and service-based brands. So, I mean, as far as the Full Circle is concerned, our goal and our mission is to be a billion-dollar evaluated organization.
Fire.
We have to do that. Like, it's not fun if you're not chasing a bill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
million seems like nothing now, right?
Bro, I know people like can't even live off $1 million a year.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy.
How do you, because as I started like building, how do you find the right team members?
You don't find the right team members. You can't, listen, man. We were always, and this principle is massive. One of my mentors told me this. The best team members are already working for somebody else. That's like asking somebody, hey, how do I find another Steph Curry? Yeah. You're not going to find another Steph Curry because Steph Curry is getting that bag. Mm. And he's a leader of his own team. So what you need to do is you need to find the individuals that have the common goals and the non-negotiable characteristics, and you got to mold a person into becoming a great individual. Just like in sports, you mold an athlete. A five-star doesn't mean they're a five-star in ball. It just means they're a five-star in that ability. So, bro, you got to take responsibility and mold the person into it. So, you know, finding the right people, you just can't. You can't ever think that that's going to happen until you get to the level where you can just buy people. Hey, I'll give you 5 M's a year here. I'll give you 10 M's. And then that's easy. That's fantastic. And that's what the big dogs do. That's what the big dogs do. But right now it's just taking a look at, okay, what does someone have to offer? What are their goals? What are their targets? Do they have incredible work ethic, right? Are they proven? And what are they looking to achieve when it's all said and done? Like, what are their own personal, professional, and financial goals? 100%. Because if these things aren't big, then, I mean, you know, we ain't just chasing 2, 3, or 4 million. Yeah. We're trying to get to 2 to 3, 4 million before noon on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. So I think that's always something that any business owner at any level is going to deal with.
Yeah.
And you got to realize that that's on you, man. That's on you, bro. It's on you. It just is.
How do you respectfully turn down clients?
Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, I would love to do business with you, ma'am, sir, but with all due respect, because we're an ethical organization. Mm. At this point in time, what it is that you're looking for versus what it is that we offer from our point of view isn't in total alignment, and it would be unethical for us to move forward at this time. Mm. So with that being said...
And then,
hey, I'm deflecting. Or,
yeah.
But what we can do is we can hop on a call to discuss for 30 minutes free of charge X, Y, and Z, or I can connect the dots and I think X, Y, and Z would be a better fit or person.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take away and just say, get the hell out of my face. You got to take away and then give something because they're looking for direction.
No, because I'm in this PR space.
Right.
And you being an agency owner,
right.
I feel like other than what we do in business, we also have to educate other business owners.
Right, man.
Even if they're in a completely different industry. So I get these questions like, how do I turn somebody down? Or how do I like, at what level do I know I need to hire somebody? Because I've been a solopreneur for a really long time. And I was guilty of this for a really long time. I was just had to worry about if I eat.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, if I can make 10, 15 a month. We good.
Yeah.
Well, I need to hire someone. I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, nah, I want so much more. At what level do I got to hire some people and get some help?
Bro, listen. The greatest companies have massive personnel behind them.
Yeah.
So I think that your ability to the degree you scale,
yeah,
is the degree of your impact. Mm. And all the big dogs. I mean, just imagine if Apple had one person.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Apple.
Right.
And I wouldn't be holding that phone. And you probably wouldn't be. Guaranteed you have an Apple iPhone. Oh, guaranteed. 100%. So do I.
100%.
Guaranteed they have more than two people working for them.
Yeah. So with all of this going on, how do you, because I know you trying to get it. Like, you like, yo, we after the bag, right?
Yeah.
How do you balance that in family?
Yeah, you know, listen. There is no such thing as balance.
Thank you.
There is no such thing as balance.
Yeah.
You know, where energy is at an all-time high in one specific place.
Yeah.
Energy is at an all-time low in somewhere another way. Else. Like, you can't, unless I'm the man above, right. Like, I can't. So it's not necessarily about balance, but it's about this. It's about when I'm in the family mode, you know, I'm in front of my mans, my little guy, man. Shout out to Mike Jr. When I'm in front of him, right, I just know, okay, if it's an hour and 15 minutes, if hour and 20 minutes in the morning, I need to be 110% there in that moment. And I gotta take that thing in.
Yeah.
I gotta realize, hey, if I'm watching a cartoon with him, man, like, be grateful for it. You know, I'm giving him oatmeal and he goes, Daddy, more. Yeah. Or he'll say it in Spanish or he'll do whatever he does. I'm like, hey, man, I got you, bro. And everything else just goes out the window. And for that time frame, I'm there 100% because, number one, we ain't going to get that opportunity.
Facts.
Right? They constantly grow all the time. And you get, it's a disservice to them if you're not present. Now, on the contrary, it's a disservice to them if you're not present in the business.
Facts.
And if you're not 110% in the business, then that's just not the right thing. That's just not a morally right thing. And so there is no such thing as balance. It's just where you're currently at, give it 110% and make time for the things that matter. But you don't need to dedicate 7.5 hours every single day to the family. Unless you're a nanny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 1 to 2 hours, bro. And hey, that's all. Hey, you know?
That's you it. Know? I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Talk to me, man.
When the last time you took a vacation?
Yeah, that's good. The last time I took a vacation. Yeah, that's real. Bro, I think, okay. No, I got you. The last time I took a vacation was maybe two and a half years ago.
Okay.
It was 2.5 years ago. About 2 years ago. It was to Vail. It was beautiful. My brother lives out in Denver, so, you know, it was cool to see him out there too. And that was right out of transition from where I came from to where we currently are as a business today.
Yeah.
And it was a time to just relock in. Mm. It was a necessary,
the reset,
a necessary vacation. Right. But damn, you got me on that.
Like, I was like, damn. No, man, because I say this because I struggle with that, right? It's like, man, I know my wife want to do all of these things and I'm like, but she know I'm out here trying to, this all going back to her anyway. Oh, right? So she's just like,
here
sometimes
goes the Chanel.
Yeah, man, she's just like, yo, you gotta turn your brain off. She's like, you love business so much that we can't even just sit in a restaurant and enjoy it because you breaking down the system of the restaurant.
And is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's bad. I don't know if that's good. I feel that that is the stage we are in life today. Mm. We have to be on because we don't have everything that we want. Number one. Number two, we're not at the level that we know we can be. So it's just, I know, man, it's so tough.
I just seen your Lululemon video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Hey, shout out Lulu. Ain't a plug. Shout out Lulu because that is the first, believe it or not, that is the first establishment that allowed for us to record inside a store. Mm. I'm talking about, we've been to like 15 to 20 establishments. The crazy thing is marketing and advertising is showing showing up and showing other people, you know, what it is that you do. And it's crazy that some of the biggest companies and some of the smallest companies that, but I'm talking about my dry cleaner. They're like, oh, no, you can't record here. Even if we're putting y'all on in the local market here in South Florida, oh, no, you can't. It's just mind blowing. So shout out Lulu for saying, yeah, y'all can come on in, bro. I was so taken back. I was expecting like bodyguards. They're like, no, come in. I'm like, bet. Let's go.
I have a lot of family that see the stuff I'm doing, right, in business or online, and I know family never going to be a customer.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? But,
oh, wow.
But they take a lot of time away with their, let me pick your brain.
Yeah.
How do I... Yeah. I got to ask you because I know Mike can give me something off the top that I could take home today and use.
Yeah.
How do I tell family, look, you know, people pay me a lot of money for this advice I keep giving you for free and you never take action?
Ooh, Lordy. Hey, listen. Okay, so that was good. Listen, family is a funny thing. Right, because they've always been there. They will always be there. Yeah. They've been there when you're at your lows. They're going to be there when you're at your highs. But that doesn't mean that they necessarily grow at the same rate that you do. Mm. So you can't necessarily hold that account or hold them accountable to that. You know, if you got somebody just gnawing the hell at you all the time, it's like, bro, hey, listen, I got you. We're blood.
Yeah.
But in order for me to give you more, you got to give me something too. Like, this cannot be a one-way street. And like you just said, the give is the do. So I'm going to tell you what to do in 3 weeks. And then you're going to come back at me in 3 weeks, right? And you're going to show me that you've accomplished A, B, and C. Otherwise, this conversation ain't nothing but over. Mm. And that's it. That's it, bro. You got to hold your people accountable because it's the same situation as business.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would say. Now, if it's your mom, bro, you know, it's your mama, bro. Like, you know, you came out the womb.
Yeah.
Like, that's just Mama Dukes. Like,
I give mom all the advice all the time. Hey, mom, she don't ever take
it. It's all right, mom. Just keep whipping it up in the kitchen. You know, I'm available on Christmas. Right. Let's go.
So
let's go, bro.
You was an athlete in college, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you went from college, did you go to the NFL?
No. I had knee injury. I had ACL, MCL, patella, femoral ligament.
Oh my goodness!
Listen, that experience was profound in the sense of mindset, bro.
Mm.
Mindset, man. Because it happened not even doing ball. It happened playing basketball at the Civic Center on spring break.
Oh, just like a pickup game.
Listen, pickup, yoked it hard on somebody. Like, bro, I can jump. Let me tell you what. And listen, I landed on Buddy's ankle sideways, and it just went poof. And I'll never forget, like, I felt that, and I'm like, damn, okay, so this is a test. How fast can you get back? It's crazy that when something bad happens, you know, there's two ways to look at it. It's either, okay, this affected me right now, or, okay, how fast is it going to take me to get back to where I was just at 5 minutes ago when I could actually pick up my leg? Mm-hmm. It's crazy, bro. You go from running quick, jumping high to, man, I remember post-surgery, I couldn't even lift my leg up. Wow. Like, I could not even lift my leg straight. And you're looking at it, you're like, damn, this is going to be okay.
Wow.
We all right.
Wow.
So it was just a go, get back. Unfortunately, bro, came back, still all played right. The whole nine yards. But after that, it was, the speed was there, but it wasn't 100% there. I did go to Denver, Colorado after the fact. I went to a medical device sales college out there for a little bit, but was also doing some track and field stuff out there.
Oh, fine.
I'm at the next level because my number one passion was track and field. I never played college ball until college.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Or never played ball, I'm sorry, until college ball.
And
that was
when,
the first.
And
that
that's
was the,
when I quit.
Yeah. That was the first time I ever played like real football was at Florida State. And bro, sitting in that seg room in the DBs and they're talking all this stuff. And I'm like, bro, I don't even know what the hell is going on in this thing. Looking back on my dog, Nick Moody, that's my brother, be like, bro, you got to break this playbook down because I don't even know what the Mike and Will are doing on this play, much less what the hell we got.
Yeah.
And they would literally break it down. I remember my guys But you know, that shit came. It came easy, but it was.
You just was naturally athletic, so they just.
That's really what happened. I was running. I was doing track, and
wow, they
Jody Allen said, "Hey, bro, you want to hit somebody?" I'm like, "I mean, I'll try it." Yeah. And then from one day to another, you're on the track there, and then, bro, you see NCAA behind you. You're signing the thing, and you're like, "Fuck, all right, wow, all right, let's do this football thing." And then that's it.
That's it. College is when I stopped. I played from Pee Wee League all the way up until high school, and when I got to college, I was just still 5'8", bro. And it was just, it worked in high school because our offensive line was huge.
Right.
So by the time I hit the hole, I was so small, nobody didn't 100%. See me. I'm already in the secondary.
100%.
So it worked.
Second level deucing on people.
But in college.
Bro, hey, listen. There's some men out there, bro. There's some men out there. I remember some of these boys coming in, and I'd be like, hey, coach, like, who's the guy? What year is he in the league? They're like, bro, he's from what color? And he's from, he's in 11th grade in high school. I'm like, bro, that buddy's 6'6", fucking different. Yo, it's just out of control, man. But it was beautiful, beautiful experience. Loved it.
I didn't know you had the experience in, like, this film.
Mm.
Talk about that.
Yeah, man.
How you even have time for that?
Hey, listen, bro, because... what I'm realizing is this. I love business. I love what we do. I love retention marketing. It's going to allow for us to bolt on other departments within the business, find brands, get brands out there, sell the products and services. We're capturing data, and we're understanding how people respond to the messaging that we deliver through the people that we work with right now, right? But I know that the number one thing, I'm starting to realize that the number one thing I'm supposed to do on this earth is entertain. I know it, bro. Like, I'm starting to understand that. Okay. Yeah. Like, I start getting butterflies when I start talking about it. That's why I know that it is. And it's only a matter of time before, bro, I'm about to blow up so fast. Like, I'm dead ass serious. Like, I know it to be. And so with that being said, I got to start making my steps into entertainment.
Got it.
And through the gift of gab and through opening up my mouth and so on and so forth, had a past colleague reach out to me in regards to putting together a featured film inspired by Lake Lanier, which is in Georgia. You know, all my people in the Southeast, they definitely know that. And we put that together, and it released, I don't know, man, like 3.5 weeks ago. We had like 6 or 7 premieres already. We have another premiere tomorrow. I don't even know if I'm going to get to Atlanta for it. It's in Marietta. And it was an incredible experience to be a part of that, and it was natural, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So as a producer or as an actor,
executive produce,
okay,
and act.
Oh, yeah. You're doing both.
Yeah, man.
Player coach,
bro. I'm trying. Tyler Perry, bro.
Yeah,
Tyler Perry. You see the mansion that he just? These guys, bro.
Fire. So, like, the people that watch this show,
yeah.
I got entrepreneurs and stuff that watch our platform, but my core audience is that one person that still got a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
They might got a little side hustle that they're trying to replace that 9-to-5
totally.
With.
Totally.
What's one piece of advice you could leave that person with to just get started?
Yeah. Definitely start. Mm. What I would say is this. There's two things. Realize that when you are working for somebody else, you have the ability to learn on someone else's dime. So with that being said, if you are in sales, if you're in marketing, if you're in customer service, whatever the hell it is that you do, take advantage of the opportunity, learn anything and everything you can about the business, network with every single person that's transacted or touched that business in some way, shape, or form, and build your potential book of business for the future. So many people don't realize that there are so many opportunities with the thing that you're currently doing, but you're going to work as an employee as opposed to going to work as a business owner. Operate like a business owner. Operate like a business owner. There's so many takeaways you can get from where you're currently working. Now, with that being said, start. You have to start, because if you don't start this, you can't stop that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's physically impossible for you to stop the 9-to-5 if you don't take action today.
Love that.
But do not just hop into the thing that you are hoping and wishing actually gets traction.
Yeah.
Test the marketplace. Facts. Provide the service, if you have to, for free. Get real feedback, get testimonials, get case studies, start working the thing, start working the thing until you see that it's actually going to get traction. Because the last thing you want to be doing is out there with no job, thinking that the thing that you want to start is a job, and in actuality it's a hobby, and you ain't got no funds coming in. Mm. Like, that's the last thing you want to have happen. The only other thing I will also say is build your brand no matter what.
Facts.
It doesn't matter what you do, bro. You could be a mechanic. Build your damn brand. Mm. You could be a cashier at Lululemon. Build your damn brand. Like, make sure you're building your brand. Above all else, build the brand, because then whatever you jump into, you have an audience and a community to shed that information that you're starting something new, and you have a higher probability of immediate transactions, or at least to get like some sort of traction, man.
I love that. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
I appreciate you. Yo, y'all been tuned into another episode of the Everyday Game Changers. I know I could keep Mike here all day for my own personal
game. Oh, man, come on, man.
But, man, make sure y'all follow him on all social platforms. Make sure y'all follow the Full Circle Agency, man. And we out.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Everyday Game Changers podcast with Barry and McQueen. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at Everyday Game Changers or on our official website, www.everydaygamechangers.com.